Well, the share market has so far proven to be an accurate measure of how Australia is faring in the pandemic. When coronavirus first struck, the market recorded some of its biggest falls in history, but it has since been slowly clawing its way back up as restrictions have eased. Now, though, looking beyond the day-to-day numbers, there are signs that that has stalled. So what can we read into that? Here's our business reporter, David Taylor.
Right now, the fate of Australia's economy rests on how quickly Victoria, which represents around a quarter of all economic growth, can open up again. But Premier Daniel Andrews simply doesn't know when that's likely to happen.
Ultimately, every Victorian, I think deep down, knows and appreciates that unless everyone plays their part, this lockdown will not end anytime soon. So I can't tell you where we're going to be in another three weeks.
And the Victorian Premier isn't alone when it comes to having no clue what next month will hold, let alone years ahead. Other state and territory leaders will be watching events nervously too, as is stockbroker James Rosenberg. He's paid by clients to forecast the outlook for the economy and how that might influence movements in the share market.
The markets will be very much relating to movements in COVID numbers, and that's completely unknown.
I think for Australia in particular, over the last few weeks, we've entered a renewed sense of uncertainty. You know, things are moving in the wrong direction.
That's RBC Capital Markets chief economist Su Linong. She says buyers and sellers in the market are locked in a tug of war.
And so I think when you describe a market that doesn't know quite which way to go, it's because there are pull and push factors.
And while government support measures, record low interest rates and money printing by the Reserve Bank have been crucial in preventing another market collapse, Su Linong argues without more confidence among business owners, these measures can only go so far.
I think it's all got to do with business confidence, and it's hard, I think, to envisage a scenario where we get the sort of recovery in confidence that we saw around May, June, you know, later this year, even if the six-week lockdown ends on time.
Australia is currently managing the pandemic using the so-called suppression approach, which involves locking down businesses and communities as cases spike. It's considered less costly than an elimination strategy. The National Australia Bank surveys thousands of small and medium businesses every few months. Its latest survey paints a disturbing picture about how unwilling bosses are to spend on their businesses because they just don't know what's around the corner.
The consumer side will be terrible, but it won't be catastrophic, whereas I think the outlook for investment is really bad.
Catastrophic?
I think catastrophic is probably too strong a word, but, you know, minus 30% over the next 12 months, I think is very, very likely.
Stockbroker James Rosenberg says the market's now looking ahead to profit reporting season, where big business confess just how badly they've been hurt by coronavirus.
Earnings season is going to be very bleak, and I think the market is going to be quite forgiving and looking through a significant trough in earnings towards a significant recovery and return to normality in 2022. So outlook statements will be a lot more important than actual results.
And the markets will have to wait until October to receive another major economic assessment from the government.